Welcome to mHealth Marketer, a podcast dedicated to helping mHealth, digital health, and telehealth companies gain insights into better marketing strategies. Here's your host, Sam Stern.
Hi, this is Sam Stern, and you're listening to the mHealth Marketer podcast. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I promise I'll do my best to give you some valuable information. Today, what we're going to be talking about is digital health marketing, how to test and nail down buyer personas. And you probably remember last week, we talked about taking a look inside your digital health business to establish your objectives, how to identify content and communications assets you can potentially leverage, and how to listen to your competition and prospects' reaction to marketing messages taking place. Now it's time to test your marketing message with your buyers. This is a key strategy step that many digital health firms dismiss. Without investing in this part of the process, you risk wasting time and money creating content and marketing messages that don't educate, engage, and motivate your buyers. So let's spend some time together and show you how to understand digital health buyer personas in the buying process. The first step in this process is to identify buyer personas. The success of your digital media is matching your message with your target market. It's a basic principle of marketing. The three legs of the marketing stool must be in place. You've got to have the right market, got to have the right message, and you've got to have the right media. If one of the legs of the stool is missing or broken, your marketing is not going to stand. Now you need to get started with identifying what types of buyers you want to target. You need to develop a clear understanding of their problems, the challenges they face, their desires, and the motivations of these buyers. And you need to put yourself in their world. Mobile health and healthcare IT buyers fall into three broad categories. First, the individual mobile app end users, or the patients. Next, the frontline healthcare clinicians, which are the doctors, nurses, and the medical staff. And lastly, we've got the hospital executives and IT administration, the CIOs, the director of IT, the CTO, the hospital CEO, the CNOs, and those types of people. Next, we have to create written funder persona profiles. Your buyer persona profile should include information about your buyers in four areas. The areas are first, demographics. What are their age, sex, family status, occupation, income level? Where do they live? Things like this. Next is the psychographic area. What are their values, their beliefs, their anxieties, desires? What keeps them up at night? Next is the sociographic area. What influences them? Who do they listen to? Who do they trust? And lastly, you have to look at how they use and interact with digital media. How do they access the internet? Are they on a desktop, tablet? Are they using their smartphone? Where do they access the internet? Are they active on social media? If so, which platforms? What blogs do they read? Or do they blog themselves? On the mHealth Marketer blog on the Modalic website, you'll find two useful items. The first is a buyer persona cheat sheet, and the second one is a blog on how to create an agile buyer persona. And this helps you address the multiple decision makers you're going to encounter when marketing and selling healthcare IT solutions. Or you can check out the show notes of this podcast and you'll see the links to those posts. After you've identified and written your buyer personas, now it's time for you to develop and test buyer storylines. Buyer storylines are expressions of success and value told from the perspective of your customer based on the following four elements. First, their situation. Secondly, the dilemma they face. Third, the aspect of your brand that will help their lives. And last, the specific benefit emotionally and logically that will solve their dilemma. Here's the approach we take on buyer storylines when working with a client. We collaborate with the digital health firm's marketing team leaders to create 8 to 12 buyer storylines. These buyer storylines are expressed verbally and visually in a board format. Next, these 8 to 12 buyer storylines are tested using a combination of a sophisticated online proprietary research tool, group setting, and one-on-one interviews. Next, these 8 to 12 buyer storylines are tested using a combination of an online proprietary research tool, group settings, and one-on-one interviews. The test participants are asked to rank the overall appeal of the buyer storylines in order based on three criteria. The first is distinctiveness. Can the same be said about other digital health products or services? The second one is importance. Will the story have a significant role in solving the dilemma? And the last one, the third one, is belief. Can I trust and believe what I'm being told? The analysis of all the interviews provides the information needed to define points of consensus, points of differentiation, and the level of customization in crafting your marketing story, and serves as the standard for future communications. The results of the brand story test is reported in a brand summit, a key executive level program where results are presented and discussed. As you can see, the process of developing and testing buyer storylines is in-depth and intensive. It requires an investment of time and money, but the payoff is knowing you have a buyer's story that has the greatest chance for success in the marketplace. Finally, after you develop and test the buyer's storylines, you're going to need to define the buying process stages. You need to determine the key stages and milestones required to move a stranger to a client to an advocate for your digital health products and services. Typical stages of the healthcare IT buying process might include research. In the research, you're going to be creating awareness and attracting attention. It's going to be the first contact or exposure to your message. It could be the initial website or blog visit. Next is the cultivation. And this is where people would subscribe to your email list or download a white paper. The prospect expresses interest in your product or service and has given you permission for ongoing communication in this part. Also under cultivation, you're doing educating and nurturing. You have email follow-up series, newsletters, announcement of blog posts, invitation to webinars, and other items like this. And then you have the ask. These are the calls to action. Your content must include calls to action at every step within the buying process. The response to the calls to action indicate the prospect's level of interest. And based upon the past performance of key milestones within the buying process, you may also want to establish lead scoring. Lead scoring triggers the next step to take in the buying process. Once the marketing leads reach a certain point, you can determine the best time to hand qualified leads to your sales team. Keep in mind, today buyers prefer to do 65 to 75% of the research and relationship building before ever talking to or meeting with sales. It's also important to understand where the various buyer personas enter and engage in your buying process, the roles they play, what information they seek, and what influences them. Next week, we're going to talk about the buyer's journey and how to identify the content and communications gap based upon what you've discovered during your content assessment and what you've learned in developing and testing your buyer personas. That's it for today. I appreciate you spending time with us, and I hope you got something out of it. And don't forget to tune in next week for the next edition of the mHealth Marketer podcast. Thank you, and take care.
You've been listening to mHealth Marketer with Sam Stern. Thanks, and come back soon.